Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A potentially deadly virus spreading across the globe. We've got the story.
Road crews continue to monitor the changing conditions. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Spirit workers consider a labor contract extension. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A strong winter storm is dropping quite a bit of snowfall to the west and south of us. It's going to skirt our area as well, too, today. We'll talk about what we can expect coming up.
The U.S. is raising travel advisories to China as the deadly coronavirus continues to spread across the globe.
The State Department urging Americans to reconsider traveling to China as the U.S. and other nations plan to evacuate citizens from the central city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control also raising its advisory to avoid non-essential travel to any part of China. Chinese authorities locking down Wuhan and other cities in a drastic effort to contain the new coronavirus. More than 40 cases have been confirmed in other countries. A handful of Americans testing positive, but health officials say they have no evidence of the virus spreading in the U.S. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
City and state road crews have been busy trying to get ahead of another blast of winter weather.
The city of Wichita is in full response mode and will be evaluating further as the storm develops. KDOT spokesman Tom Hine tells KSN News, their crews are doing the same by putting down a brine mixture of salt and water.
That's what beats the ice. So that's what we have to use to get the roads in as good a condition as we can get them in.
The road crews are monitoring the weather throughout Kansas and will be responding to the changing conditions as needed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In the middle of layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems, union members are now faced with deciding on a possible contract extension. Members of the Machinist Union took part in the first of two meetings Monday night to discuss the contract. A tentative agreement is already in place that includes health benefits and early retirement. Voting on the contract extension scheduled for tomorrow.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has written in a draft of his book, according to the New York Times, that President Trump ordered Ukraine aid to be held until it investigated the Bidens.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer reiterated his call for witnesses like Bolton to be called in the impeachment trial.
Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment.
Lead impeachment manager Congressman Adam Schiff of California also pushed for Bolton to become a witness.
Senators should not wait until March 17 when the book comes out.
Attorneys for President Trump continue their defense. Former independent counsel Ken Starr told senators, there isn't much to this case.
Were crimes alleged in the articles in the common law of presidential impeachment? In Nixon, yes. In Clinton, yes. Here, no.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Kentucky lawmakers have approved another pro-life bill.
This one would require doctors and other healthcare workers to provide life-sustaining care for an infant born alive after a failed abortion attempt. Failure to do so would be punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The measure passed unanimously Monday in the Senate and now heads to the House. The ACLU says the legislation is based on false claims and has nothing to do with how abortion care actually works. Kentucky law prohibits abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The state also recently enacted a law being challenged in court banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Republican lawmaker is planning legislation that would force Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab to implement a 2019 law that allows residents to vote at polling places most convenient to them. Across the aisle, a top Senate Democrat says he may sue to force Schwab to comply with the law that would replace traditional polling places with voting centers. Sedgwick County officials have pushed Schwab to implement the law. He told lawmakers this month that it was unlikely the state would be able to implement the law in time for this year's election. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
action last night for the Kansas men's basketball team on the road. We'll have highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
A crackdown on fake service animals on planes is in the making. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:08 now. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, cloudy sky, 33 degrees. Brandon Whipple has been Wichita mayor less than a month. He tells KNSS News he's trying to figure out the culture of city government, and he's getting plenty of help.
The professional staff has been amazing, doing, you know, they call it onboard training, where I go to the departments and they pretty much give me a rundown on what they do. That part has been amazing.
Mayor Whipple commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man from the state of Washington has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for gun crimes, including shipping gun parts to neo-Nazis in Sweden.
Federal prosecutors say Hani Velatonlik admitted to making as many as 20 shipments of gun parts to people in Sweden. The 36-year-old from Bosnia labeled the items on customs forms as bicycle parts and used fake names and return addresses when sending them. The investigation began in 2017 when police seized part of a Glock firearm from a home in Sweden. The serial number was filed off, but Glock Inc. traced a code imprinted on the part to a gun that was sold to Velatonlik. Swedish authorities testifying some of Velatonlik's customers were involved in a neo-Nazi group. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A crackdown on fake service animals on planes is in the making, but a woman who gives service dogs away objects to the plan.
The proposed new rules will mean all dogs will have to be professionally trained, but Janice Wolf, founder and CEO of Merlin's Kids, which has provided 1,300 service dogs to people in need, says not everybody can afford professional training.
We want there to be regulations, but also taking into account the fact that some people who are self-training their dogs, and the dogs are fine and very well trained, should also be able to bring their dogs on.
Wolf says forget about who does the training, but make sure the dog can pass a universal test. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning we've got wet roadways, precipitation in the area, and those temperatures hovering around that freezing point. In many places, the roads are probably okay, but they're definitely going to be more slippery than usual, and you'll want to watch out, especially on those bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways out there. Things could be slick this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, it looks like winter all across the state of Kansas this morning. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Looks like the radars are showing a little break in the action right now for Wichita and South Central Kansas, but more on the way, right?
Yeah, more on the way. And of course, those roads, as Jad mentioned, you know, they're still wet. And what I want everybody to do, just because we are sitting at 33 degrees, we know 32, that point of freezing, I want you to go ahead and treat those roads as if they're slick. Because either way, later on today, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to take it slow anyway. So might as well just start doing it right now, because we know that even wet roads can slow down that morning commute. It's going to be all the way through the evening commute where we'll have to keep an eye on things, though. So there's going to be a pretty complicated time frame that we're going to be looking at. And when it comes to this change to wintry weather that we're going to be dealing with. And so far, it looks like a few of our neighbors up to the north, Reno County, Harvey County, our neighbors in Newton, actually dealing with a wintry mix right now. So that wintry weather, it's not that far away. And what's going to happen is we'll actually see an 80% chance of snow by the time we get into the afternoon. So between this morning and into the afternoon, this is where we'll change from plain old rain to a wintry mix, a brief period of freezing rain and sleet, eventually to that snow once we get into the afternoon. And that's going to continue through the evening. Highs today barely get them above freezing at 34 degrees. And northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, they're going to be breezy at times. So we may also see areas of reduced visibility at times as well with those breezy winds. Once we get through the evening hours, that snow will taper west to east. Still looks like there could be a 20% chance all the way into the overnight. And when everything is all said and done, could see anywhere between around 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground. So that may slow down that morning commute into our Wednesday morning as well, even though it'll be a drier start to the day. mostly to partly cloudy skies tomorrow after we start off with a low of 24 degrees, only getting up to 38. So our Wednesday, still going to be a chilly day just because with that snowpack on the ground, that's what's going to keep that chill in the air. 40 degrees on Thursday, another slight chance of a rain snow shower, but still really does not look as organized or as significant as what we'll be dealing with today. So for now, let's just go ahead and focus on today, get through our Tuesday, and then we'll look ahead to that rain snow chance on Thursday. Once we get towards the end of the weekend for that big game, highs in the 50s, Saturday, 60s by Sunday, so we do have a pretty wild temperature swing ahead. Right now, we're at 33 degrees. Skies are overcast. You mentioned that brief break in the rain out there. Northeast winds at 17 miles an hour, making it feel more like 22. So another normal wintry chill out there. And before that main show gets started, maybe just experiencing a few raindrops for now.
With a winter weather advisory for South Central Kansas, how does that term, how does that differ from a winter storm warning or something like that?
You know, typically when we get the winter storm warnings, a little bit more snow is expected.
Yeah.
Technically, a significant more amount of snow is expected in that winter storm warning. I've been keeping a close eye on our snow totals, already seeing up to 9 and 10 inches in some spots in southwestern Kansas and along that Oklahoma panhandle. So because we're only expecting 2 to 4 here, and not to say that we will get up to that 4-inch range, we may see a little bit less than that. Even though we could see maybe a light ice glaze, still, it's just because we're not expecting as much of that active winter weather as our neighbors a little bit farther to the west of us.
Well, you know, if I was thinking today about driving down to New Mexico to see my sister-in-law, then down 54 down through southwest Kansas, I might want to just not do it today. It might be a good day to stay
home. Today is definitely not going to be the day. Hopefully you can hold off on that. I know you might not want to do that, you know, during the weekend, but, you know, the weekend looking gorgeous. So as long as we can get through today and just keep plugging along, hey, we'll make it.
All right. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is January 28th, 2020. On this date in 1996, the original Bert and Ernie Muppets were stolen from an exhibit in Germany. They were later returned. I did not know that. 1996, Bert and Ernie puppets stolen in Germany.
Why were they in Germany?
Oh, probably on some sort of a world tour going on there or something like that. You know how the Muppets are. All right, Ted. After nearly a year of construction, the Tim Norton... Before I talk about that real quick, we do have schools closing and delays most out in western Kansas. Nothing here locally to speak of. And we got a note from Joe Kleinsasser at Wichita State. He wants folks to know that classes are as normal. That's a shocker. And
right.
I'm sure the other colleges as well. The situation here in Wichita and South Central Kansas is not bad. Not bad right now. All right. At any rate, after nearly a year of construction, the Tim Norton Pedestrian Bridge is complete. This is on Meridian Street, project made possible thanks to a partnership involving Sedgwick County, City of Hayesville, and Wichita Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's a 907-foot-long bridge spanning the Mitch Mitchell floodway and connects to existing highways to the north and south. The bridge costs $3.2 million.
Yikes.
This is a 900-foot pedestrian bridge. That's 3 football fields. That's got to be the longest bridge in Sedgwick County, even though it's a footbridge, right? Man, 907.
Is there that much cause for people needing to
get across
the big ditch?
apparently there is. I got to go see this. This could be the longest bridge in Kansas, 900 feet long. Of course, it's kind of honoring the former Commissioner Tim Norton, who at one time was the mayor of Hayesville. As you know, he was the mayor of Hayesville when the big tornado hit several years ago. And at that time, he was a manager at a Lowe's store, and he was a mayor of Hayesville, and he took on that, a disaster like that it's just a huge mess. And he took it on as a mayor of Hayesville, and I just remember he just did a heck of a job. He and all those folks down in Hayesville banded together and recovering from that thing, and then he ran for county commission. He was on the commission for several years, and now he's got the life of leisure down there. And I'm sure he's down there in Hayesville just playing golf every once in a while and pretending that every day is Saturday. But anyway, he's got his own bridge.
Yeah, now he's got,
a Tim Morton Memorial Pedestrian Bridge. How about that? Are you impressed? I am. I mean, I was impressed 907 feet long. I mean, that's, if you want a good workout, just run the bridge one time.
Apparently,
Okay. Maybe they should make it a toll bridge.
Don't give politicians any ideas.
We could balance a county budget then. Yeah. All right. Coming up on 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for sports with Ted Woodward. The Jayhawks in action last night, basketball, and all the other sports news with Ted.
Yep. Third-ranked Kansas on the road last night, visiting Oklahoma State on ESPN Big Monday. Jayhawks smothering on defense. Oklahoma State only shot 28% from the field. Didn't score much, only 50 points. Jayhawks get the win on the road. You heard the action last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Garrett crossing over, dribbles it out top. Little stop and go, backs it out. Jankovic shot fakes on a three, throws to Brown. They got to get loose of it. Garrett launches, misses strong. Rebound Brown. He shoots. He scores.
The freshman, Christian Brown, getting his first start at KU, and it was big time. 15 points for the freshman. And the Jayhawks win by 15. 65-50 was the final score. Marcus Garrett dishing out a career-high 9 assists along the way as well. Post-game reaction from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
We got a ball-playing dude in Marcus Garrett. He and Christian Brown were by far the best players in the game for us today. I thought they were both terrific, and everybody else did fine. Everybody else played pretty well, and Doak totally dominated the game defensively, even though he didn't score offensively, but there were some good things. I was happy, you know, when the offense was away from us in the first half, and you know, this building can get kind of loud when they were making their run, and Doak's not in the game. I mean, where do we go? I mean, what do we run? And you know, you say run something, nobody knows what to do, and we got to tighten some stuff up. But I thought we attacked their zone beautifully, and you know, finally made some shots.
Jayhawks win their fifth in a row, now 17-3 on the season. Oklahoma State still hasn't won a conference game yet, 0-7 at the bottom of the conference standings. They'll talk about it tonight further on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The new polls coming out yesterday, Baylor ranked number one in the nation, Gonzaga number two, KU holding steady at number three. The Jayhawks are still getting one first-place vote in the Associated Press poll this week. And the Shockers move up a few spots and are now ranked again in the Associated Press poll this week. The Shockers are number 22 in the coaches' poll, number 23 in the AP poll. The Shockers jump over Rutgers, Arizona, Memphis, and Texas Tech to their new spot in the AP poll. Last night in the NBA, the Houston Rockets go into Utah to take on the Jazz. Getting a start at guard for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore. Some of the action on the Rockets radio network.
Straight away, out right corner. McLemore for three. Yes! Right in front of the Utah bench. And the Rockets have matched their largest lead of 16.
Big three right there for McLemore. He made a couple of threes on the night, had a couple of assists, two rebounds. Rockets win in Salt Lake City, beat the Jazz 126-117. Houston is in the number six spot right now in the Western Conference, and the Rockets have won three of their last four games. We are 5 days away from the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill talks about needing to get open against that San Francisco defense.
They got a tremendous D-line, so our route's got to be, let's say for instance, I got a 7-yard curl. I got to run a 7-yard curl. I can't be 8. I can't be 9. Because if I run it a little bit deeper and it's off pass quarterback timing, it's going to be a sack every time. So we got to run our routes fast, precise, and they got to be sharp.
Of course, the Super Bowl is 5 days away, and you can hear live coverage of the Super Bowl on Sunday right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
About Friday morning, we're going to talk to Mitch Friday morning?
Of course.
Okay, Mitch Holtis.
We'll have the first time ever, we'll do a pre-Super Bowl chat
with
Mitch Holtis.
In all the years we've been working
with him. Play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, that's something.
So you will definitely want to be here at 8:15 on Friday morning.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. 7:21 now. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Rush says Democrats have turned the Constitution inside out. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.